Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this. These are my confessions.
Paul Gallant, Chris Partee in for John and for Reggie. We got Chris Neal behind the glass in for Figgy Fig. Merry Christmas. Hope you're having a great Christmas Eve.
You did it again, Paul.
What did I say? Colin?
It's Colin Neal.
Damn it. Sorry.
It's all right.
I apologize for that.
Anyway, he blended us together.
It's the holiday season, and two guys on this show's name
began
with a C, and I forgot it again. How about
it's all
that?
Right.
Okay, my lunchtime confession. Yeah, I keep on confusing the names of people I'm working with. Colin Partee and Chris Neal behind the glass. My name's Colin Neal.
Here we go.
I'm kidding. My confession, this is going to sound very Catholic of me, but this is my confession. I have not been to a midnight mass / a church service for Christmas in years, and I feel awful about it. And my confession to the big man upstairs, or woman, or whatever, is that I will not be going again either tonight or tomorrow. just don't feel like it.
Paul,
don't
what the
feel
hell?
Like it.
What the hell is wrong with you? Why are you not going?
I just don't want to.
Mind you, this comes from a guy who hasn't been to church in probably over a decade.
I feel bad about
myself.
It.
Myself.
But there's so much traffic to get in, and then from time to time, like, I get jealous of all these mega churches who have these awesome shows that are taking place where they're bringing camels in. Do you see that viral video?
So you want entertainment?
It makes me a bad Catholic.
You don't want the word; you want entertainment,
right? And I feel guilty. I feel guilty. I want to stand a back in the middle of mass. You know, I don't want it to be sacrilegious or anything like that. I feel guilty about this. I should change it, but I guess I'm a heathen this Christmas. So I'm just confessing that to everybody, okay? Be better than me, because it's about the birth of that dude.
These are my confessions.
That's my confession.
I guess I'm up, right?
Yeah, you're up.
All right, my confession. Some people are going to... This might be blasphemous in itself. It has nothing to do with religion, but it's the holiday season. Christmas is tomorrow. It's Christmas Eve today. I have not watched one Christmas movie.
Ooh.
And I probably won't.
That's
before New Year's. I probably won't. I'm not a Christmas movie person.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
No, I don't.
Have you seen
I've seen them. I mean, I've seen Home Alone. I've seen a lot of them. It's not my thing.
I gotcha.
It's not really my thing. To come off the top of the head with a favorite, no. I'd probably just, to be easy, say Home Alone.
Damn, we sound like some Scrooges.
I know, right?
We sound like some Scrooges. So, I've been late on the Christmas movie train this year, but
okay.
I have a tradition where there's a bunch of movies I have to watch. So, I was doing errands around the house, chores around the house, I tried to get through as many as I could that I know that my girlfriend does not want to watch with me.
Like what?
Specifically, Die Hard.
Okay, well, yeah.
We watched Die Hard a couple of weeks ago, and she was like, what is this? And I was like, it's a Christmas movie, babe. Don't worry about it.
Is she not an action movie person?
It depends on her mood.
Okay.
Sometimes she can be, sometimes she's not. But the entirety of the movie, as things continued, she was like, what is this movie? What is it? And I just refused to tell her, which was driving her more and more crazy. And it was fun for me. But then eventually, we got to the point where John McClane takes out that one dude and puts him in the chair and sends him down the elevator. Ho, 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 now I have a machine gun. And she's like, what is this movie? It's so dark. And I was like, oh, it's a Christmas movie. And she's like, is this Die Hard? And I was like, yes. So I watched that last
night. She didn't realize it was Die Hard.
She did not. What's great about my girlfriend, who I love, is that there's a lot of movies she hasn't seen.
Yeah.
So I get to rewatch these movies, and I love rewatching movies that I've already seen. So I watched Die Hard yesterday. Then right after that, I watched Gremlins, which is technically a Christmas movie.
I do like Gremlins.
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie.
I've seen it. Yeah. Okay, well, you know, maybe that's my favorite. I don't know.
There's some lessons about, you know, being a good person. There's a dark story of Phoebe Cates' dad who gets stuck in a chimney on Christmas Day that's completely unnecessary.
That just sounds miserable.
Yeah.
It sounds miserable.
Her dad, this is a random throwaway story that they have to explore her character more. Her dad was trying to surprise her one Christmas.
He's a background.
He got stuck in the chimney and died.
She needed a background.
There's no point to that story, though.
She needed a background,
though. She's like, hey, I got to tell you something. I don't like Christmas because my dad got stuck in a chimney and died on Christmas. He broke his neck.
I mean, would you like Christmas?
Not if that happens.
Okay.
Not if that happened.
I don't blame her.
There's a completely unnecessary story, though. And then after that, I watched Jingle All the Way.
Okay.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger. You got to get Turbo Man. And then on top of that, I watched Christmas Vacation again last night. So I got 4 out of the way yesterday while I was doing work. I had the Rockets game on in the background. And I'm glad I had it on the background.
In the background, yeah, of course.
They played poorly. They played poorly.
They played like they were in the background.
Mm-hmm. So your confession is you are just not a Christmas movie guy.
Not really.
I don't blame you for that. There hasn't been a really good Christmas movie in quite some time.
Like a classic.
Yeah.
Like that, yeah.
Okay. I'll recommend y'all this. Y'all have Netflix, right?
Yes.
I can get a hold of
Klaus,
it.
Klaus on Netflix, that animated movie.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that advertised on
there. It's actually really good. I liked it personally. Yeah?
You're not the first person who has said that.
Klaus.
Okay. So I will try to catch Klaus at some point. I guess I have between today and tomorrow to do it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Can you watch a Christmas movie after Christmas? 713-572-4610.
I think you have to New Year's Eve.
I'm leaving my Christmas decorations up till March. I don't care.
Till March?
Yeah.
So you're one of those people.
Yeah.
Christmas tree? Mm-hmm. Up to like March or April.
Chris, I'm going to be a new man tomorrow, okay? Tomorrow, it's going to be like at the end of It's a Wonderful Life.
No more hating, huh?
It's going to be like when Ebenezer Scrooge wakes up on Christmas Day. The rest of my life, I'm turning a new leaf. I'm getting the last bit of hate out today until the next time I'm on the radio at Sports.
Yeah, exactly, which is Friday with you. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Do we have another confession?
These are my confessions.
Paul Neal, what you got? Got your name right that time. Shout out to me.
Yeah, good for you, man.
Big brain.
I'll give you a gold star for that. man, so we all know, I mean, even if you're not a Marvel guy, I mean, we all know that Avengers Doomsday is coming out. It's supposed to be this big old thing. Like, I guess it's like a cultural shift, cultural change movie, whatever it is. Like, it's big. Whatever. I kind of want to go watch it personally just to see what the heck. Why not?
Yeah. Who knows? It's gonna have some of the same old actors that were in the movies the last time around. How am I forgetting his name?
Steve Rogers.
Tony Stark actor.
Yeah.
Robert Downey Jr. But he's playing a different character.
Yeah, okay.
And you got Steve Rogers back, played by Chris Evans. Like, you've got some of the old actors back.
And then that's where the crux of my confession is. The studio intentionally spoiling movies is very stupid.
It is bad.
I've heard this argument. Well, they got to build up hype for the movie. I mean, but why? Like, I understand that you've not been good in the eyes of the public and the movie community over the last, you know, half decade, ever since Spider-Man Far From Home came out. But if I just miss it where you didn't get spoiled, where you could avoid spoilers, that you could actually be surprised when you actually watch the movie, like the effect of finding out a plot twist is supposed to be. I mean, spoiler, but it's already out there because Marvel is really smart, I guess. Robert Downey Jr. is returning as Tony Stark, but not as Iron Man, as Doctor Doom. I mean, that would have been such a great reveal if you hadn't really said anything. But that's just my thing. I just don't get intentionally spoiling movies. That's just my thing.
I get what you're saying. I think that the superhero movie era has petered out, and I think they're trying to get the people that are the most diehard people back aboard. And one way to do it is, oh, we're going to make the guy who played Iron Man in our multiverse now be Doctor Doom in this other universe. And they had the big announcement that all the people who were diehards saw. But here's the thing. I think this has always been the case. Now, Chris, you're older than me. Maybe you can tell me a little bit better on this, because when Terminator 2 came out, I was very young. I've only seen that movie in like the last two decades or so. But I remember, if I'm not mistaken, having read it, didn't everybody know that Arnold was going to be the good guy in Terminator 2 going into the movie?
See, I was. What year did that come out?
I think 94, 93.
Yeah, so I would have been like 10. So
okay. I would have been 3.
Yeah, I don't really remember, honestly. Okay.
So, but from what I understand, a lot of people knew.
Probably.
Because I may or may not have been puffing up the Magic Dragon and watching Terminator 2. When I was in a state where it was legal. And I was looking it up. Like, did people know whether or not Arnold Schwarzenegger was going to be the good guy version of the Terminator going into Terminator 2? And I guess that was actually the common understanding. There's been a couple of other movies, another Terminator movie recently, where, oh, wow, John Connor's the bad guy, and they spoil it in the actual trailer itself. This has been going on for a while, Colin, and I share your frustration with it, because if you want to make movies the best possible experience, then the movie trailers perhaps have to dial it back so that you're getting hyped for the movie, but not too much is being spoiled.
It was actually 91.
Yeah, 91.
91?
Yeah.
I thought it was like 94.
So I was like 8.
Damn.
Yes, I don't all remember. Right. I remember it coming out, but
Okay. Yeah. A lot of people apparently knew, though, that that would have been a great twist. You're watching the movie, oh, he's the bad guy again.
Yeah. A surprise,
Instead,
he's a good guy.
You were pretty sure that he was going to be good. You weren't sure about the guy playing the T-1000 in that movie, but it sucks, dude. I'm with you, Colin.
I mean, it's whatever. I mean, the memes are coming out, though, that people are just putting in random characters, fictional characters, random people, like saying that they're returning to Avengers and Doomsday. Like, I guess it was like Jar Jar. Sources confirm Jar Jar Binks is returning in Avengers Doomsday. And I saw a couple of other. By the way, someone got mad at me because I made like a Sam Houston related joke about it, because I saw some other people do it. And I saw another, you know, Barstool account of university where I'm not going to say, I will say it rhymes with Bexis Bait. And then they like, stealing jokes is lame, dude. I'm like, aren't all jokes stolen? Aren't a lot of jokes stolen?
For the most part.
Like, geez, like, get a grip, man. It's not that big of a deal.
These are my confessions.
So there you go, guys. Lunchtime confessions.
Our confessions for the day.
On this Christmas Eve. But I got everything that I needed to get done, and I feel good about that.
Got your prime rib?
Mm-hmm. Although it's technically a ribeye.
No
one has to know that.
To me, you can't tell nobody.
And to me, it's prime. It's prime ribeye. It's not a ribeye. So, you know, I'm gonna spin it like that, and I'm probably gonna tell the girlfriend, yeah, this is prime rib, babe.
It's funny because
unless she's listening right now.
It's funny because
she might be.
It's funny because we actually had prime rib last night at my house.
Oh wow. Was it actual prime rib though?
Yeah, no, it was.
Rub it in.
I mean, right.
You know, this is actually one brief last confession. So it sucks that my girlfriend is apparently dealing with some sort of stomach bug right now. So hopefully she's going to be okay for Christmas Day. But there's a part of me that's like, that means more of the ribeye for me.
Oh my goodness. Paul, stop it.
This is a confession.
Just stop it.
Came to mind.
Okay, get all the hate out right now.
That's not hate. That's just
because you're turning a new leaf tomorrow. You want all the ribeye to yourself.
Right now, I do. Yeah.
Goodness
gracious. Well, I'm cooking it tonight, so yeah, I did.
Oh, my goodness. You're horrible. You're horrible.
I'm just about me.
You're just being honest.
Yeah, I'm just being honest. The honesty is the best medicine. He's Chris Partee. I'm Paul Gallant. Call Anil behind the glass. 713-572-4610 to call to text. On YouTube, Sports Radio 610 Houston. On Twitch, at 610 Houston. Coming up next on this radio program of ours, no John Lopez, so no Judge John Lopez, but Texans Chargers on Saturday. Taking a look back at the game in the playoffs last year, how much did that game actually matter? And can the Texans actually improve these last two games of the year? We'll talk about that next. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.